ever find yourself browsing for like hammers, but then you end up down this whole rabbit hole of, I don't know, tactical gear?
Oh, absolutely.
That's Hardcore Hammer's website for me. It's
Yeah.
like they're not just selling tools, they're selling a whole vibe. So let's unpack that, shall we? We're gonna take a deep dive into Hardcore Hammers, look at their website, and see what makes them tick.
Sounds good.
They've got their product categories laid out, like, you know, hatchets, axes, hammers.
Right.
Okay, standard stuff, right?
Sure, the
But
classics.
then it's tire thumpers, a
Yeah.
whole section for accessories, and you start to realize these guys are aiming for a very specific customer.
Absolutely. It's like they want to be the one-stop shop, you know, for that person who knows exactly what they need or thinks they do.
Right. And the names they come up with, like Blunt Force, Smooth Face Hammer. I mean, you know what you're getting with that, right?
No question.
No need for ambiguity there. But
Right.
then you've got the Supernaturalist 2.0 Tomahawk Hatchet. It's like, are we gathering kindling or, you know, fending off something in the wilderness?
It's interesting they blend that, right? The practical with the
The almost fantasy of it.
yeah, there's that image it evokes.
Totally. So what do you think's going on with that choice of language?
Well, it seems like they're going for functionality for sure, but also a kind of rugged look, you know.
Yeah.
These aren't your grandma's gardening tools.
Definitely no.
These are tools that are meant to look as tough as they are.
Right.
I think they're trying to appeal to someone who appreciates craftsmanship, but also wants everyone to know that they value strength and durability.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you should say that because they are not shy about the whole made in the USA thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's front and center on their website.
Front and center. And that
Yeah.
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It taps into that pride in American craftsmanship, you
It's
know.
sure.
And people associate American-made products with quality and reliability. It's a smart move, especially when you consider who they're marketing to.
And speaking of their audience, did you notice they have that Corporal's Corner edition thing going on?
Yeah.
And they've got products supporting Purple Heart Homes.
Right.
That feels like it goes a little beyond just trying to, you know, make a buck.
It does. It tells me that Hardcore Hammers is about more than just selling tools. They're trying to connect with specific communities,
Okay.
particularly veterans and
Yeah.
people who support veterans. This isn't just about demographics. It's about shared values and experiences.
Interesting.
You know, it's more than just finding a niche market, though, right?
Yeah.
Having a Corporal's Corner edition,
Right.
that's about building a community.
Okay.
It's giving people a sense of belonging.
I see what you mean.
You buy one of these tools.
Yeah.
It's not just about function anymore.
Right.
It's a statement.
Yeah, it's like you're buying into a lifestyle or something, right?
Exactly. And that sense of community, it's powerful stuff. Especially for a group like veterans, you know.
Or they already have that shared
See.
experience. Okay, so speaking of shared experiences, let's talk about the materials and construction they highlight on the website.
Sure.
I mean, they've got this monster pack,
Okay.
and it includes their Blunt Force Sledgehammer. And they describe it as being like forged from a single piece of high carbon steel for superior durability. What's the deal with that kind of construction?
Well, that's classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Forging a sledgehammer from a single piece of high carbon steel,
Right.
it makes it incredibly strong,
Okay.
super durable.
Right.
There are no weak
Well, the
points.
head's not going to go flying off when you're, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
This thing is meant for heavy-duty tasks.
Yeah, no kidding. And that makes sense given their whole target audience, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Someone into survivalism, outdoor stuff, they need a tool they can depend on no matter what. 100%.
Yeah.
And by being so specific about their materials and how it's made,
Yeah.
Hardcore Hammers is appealing to those customers who, you know, they really value quality.
They do their research.
Exactly. They're not just saying, trust us, this is good stuff. They're explaining why.
They're backing it up.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of trusting them, I noticed a sales section on their website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got, for example, the Corporal's Camp Companion bundle, and it's marked down significantly. So what's the deal with their pricing? What are they doing there?
Well, discounts are tricky, right? But when you offer bundles like this, Camp Companion, at a lower price, it can really get people to buy more.
Oh, interesting.
They might have just wanted a new hatchet,
Right.
but then they see that bundle.
Oh, and suddenly they need the whole set.
Exactly. It's all about creating value for the customer.
So you're saying they're not actually losing money on these bundles, they're just getting people to buy more stuff.
It's about the bigger picture. You see a deal, you feel good about it, everyone wins.
Clever. Okay, and what about that monster pack? We talked about that earlier. It's huge, and it's got a massive discount. What's the strategy behind that?
I mean, it's a monster pack for a reason, right?
Yeah.
It could be about rewarding their most loyal customer.
The people who are like, give me all the hammers.
Exactly. The ones who really get the value of having all these different tools, plus a discount that big.
Oh, yeah. You're going to tell people.
It gets people talking. Social media, word of mouth, the whole nine yards.
Remarketing.
Exactly. Mm. But beyond all the sales stuff, what's interesting to me is how they built such a strong brand.
It's true. They're not just selling a hammer. They're selling an idea.
Right. It's about community, about a certain lifestyle. They know what their customers care about.
And they're not afraid to show it.
Exactly. So to wrap things up.
Yeah.
We took a deep dive into hardcore hammers.
We sure did.
And we learned a lot about their marketing,
yeah,
their products.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the biggest takeaway is the importance of knowing your customer.
100%.
Figure out what they need, figure out what they care about, and then give it to them.
And maybe throw in a monster pack discount every now and then.
Why not? Everyone loves a good deal.
That's the truth. Well, listeners, there you have it. Another deep dive in the books. Until next time, stay curious.